Chapter 8. Riley, Mora, Scarlett, and Megan were competing in this year's Double Dutch tournament. Lately, however, it seemed there was less jumping and more arguing going back and forth when they practiced. Scarlett looked at Megan. Megan looked at Scarlett. "Now look what you did!" Scarlett shouted. "I told you not to wear hoop earrings since they always get tangled in the ropes. And what's with that pearl necklace? It's not like you're going to see the Queen of England. Sixth graders don't wear pearl necklaces. Pearls are O-U-T, out of style." "Well, sorry," Megan said in a snooty tone of voice. "Besides, who died and made you boss of this game? And speaking of death, Queen Elizabeth isn't even alive anymore. Any idiot knows that." Meanwhile, Riley was having her own issues with Mora. Mora was much too bossy. Everything had to be her way, always and forever. It was getting on Riley's nerves. "Your timing is off. Enter from the side." "I didn't say go." It was a double Dutch disaster. Riley put her hands on her hips. "Oh, is that so?" she shouted. "If you think you can do better, then you jump and I'll turn one of the ropes." "Fine by me," Mora shouted, "even though we both know that your arms are too long for the size of the ropes." "They are not," Riley snapped. "Whatever you say," Mora rolled her eyes. "What's that supposed to mean?" Riley asked. "It means that your entire upper body is out of proportion with your lower half," Mora explained. Mora began pointing out some of Riley's flaws. "Let's see. Your neck is as long as an ostrich. You've got a big head. I mean, ego. Ugh, and that nose. You could land a plane with that thing."